Okay, today we're going to learn Bechoro Kaf, and we're going to continue on to Bechoro Kaf Aleph also. I'm going to try to go a little ahead because it's also Yom HaAtzmaut, and I'm going to be away for a few days, so I'm going to see if we can do some extra dapim. They're a little shorter, a little quicker, so see how far we get. Okay. So we're starting from the fifth line of Bechoro Daf Chaf. Tanu Rabbanan. We're going to see a braita that's very much like the Mishnah, except it's going to add some opinions. You can see on the chart. Okay, today I charted everything out. So we have four opinions instead of, we had two in the Mishnah. We have Rabbi Ishmael and we have Rabbi Akiva. Now we're going to see four opinions. Ez bat shnata vadai lekohen. Nikanu lahalan safek. Right, so an Ez within the first year is vadai lekohen because the assumption is can't give birth twice within 1 year. So therefore, again, you bought this from a non-Jew. You don't know exactly what done. Whether it had a baby, an offspring before or not, and therefore vadai lekohen mikan va'elach safek. But once it passes a year, it's possible it already gave birth before, and therefore it's safek bechor. And then we're going to see the same thing for the Rachel and the Para with a different start age, because the assumption is they can't get pregnant until later. Rachel bat shtayim vadai lekohen mikanu lahalan safek. Para bat shalosh, here there's a bit of a divergence from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said para en chamor, we'll see. Para bat shalosh vadai lekohen, mikanu lahalan safek. Chamora kipara. Okay, so this actually matches the Mishnah.
They mean the bechor. They don't mean...
The bechor goes to the kohen, yes. In other words, again, the offspring that's born, is it a bechor, is it not a bechor? That's the whole question. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and this is really not going to interest us, it's an aside, he disagrees about the chamora and says chamora bat arba shanim. Okay? There's a bit of a difference between the age of a chamora and a para. Is it the same or is it a different age where they reach bagrut? Ad kan divrei Rabbi Ishmael. Okay? That's the basic sheet of Rabbi Ishmael. No real difference from what we saw before, except maybe the chamora. For today, we're really not going to talk about the differences between the animals, and for most of the examples, we'll just use the simple example of the A's with the first year, because now we're going to talk about the principle and not necessarily the details of each particular animal. It's an interesting braita. It kind of explains things as they evolved. Kishene'emru dvarim lefnei Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Yoshua heard what Rabbi Ishmael said. Amar lehen, he said to the people who said in the name of Rabbi Ishmael, the salacha, he said, se'u imrulo the Rabbi Ishmael ta'ita. Go tell Rabbi Ishmael that he was mistaken. Ilu bivlad bilvad habeima nifteret hayaki dvarecha. If only an actual birth would exempt from bechor, then you would be right. But siman havla bebeima dakatinu fu begasa shiliyahu bisha shvir v'shiliyah. Right? So now he's basically saying what we saw Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah, which is, but if it miscarries, that also exempts from Bechor, in which case, it theoretically, it could have miscarried in the middle of the year and then gotten pregnant again and had offspring. So, basically, you can't possibly say what you said. Now, that's what he first says. That's his initial reaction. Rabbi Ishmael, you made a mistake. Really, the animal could have miscarried. Vani... But I actually don't even agree with, okay, now what he said is, right, he's basically saying, this is what I learned from my rabbis, what I'm saying against you, Rabbi Ishmael, but I actually say something different, and it's not exactly going to be clear at all, really, how different his next statement is, what exactly he means by this statement. We understand he somewhat diverges from what his rabbis said, and he definitely disagrees with Rabbi Ishmael, because he said, ta'ita. Then he says, but you have to worry about miscarriage. But then he says, but I actually say, Ez shetinfa bat shisha. Okay, here he adds, if an Ez were to miscarry in the sixth, at the end of the sixth month, yoledet betoch shnata. Okay, she could, in theory, give birth again within the first year. Rachel shetinfa bat shnata, yoledet betoch shtayim. And if she miscarried within the second year, she could, in theory, give birth again with it by the end of the second year, okay, which sounds very similar to what his rabbis said, because his rabbis basically said, you have to worry about the possibility of miscarriage, and then he says, in a particular case, you have to be concerned. So we'll have to see what he means. Now comes in the fourth opinion, Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Akiva, the main, you can see from here in the Gemara, the main issue of the Gemara is going to be giving possible suggestions as to, number one, what the machloket between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Yoshua is, and number two, what the machloket is between what Rabbi Yoshua says he learned from his rabbis and what Rabbi Yoshua says he says himself. And then, for each one, there's going to be three possible suggestions, and then there's going to be one explanation of how Rabbi Yoshua actually disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. Okay, there this is going to be obvious, or not so obvious, you'll see, but there's really one main suggestion which gets a little modified. Okay? Amar Rabbi Akiva, ani lo bati lidei midazo. I didn't come to this explanation, this measurement. Ela kol sheyadua shebikra, ein kan lekohen klum. Because shelo bikra, harei zo lekohen. Okay, he says, no, it all depends on what you know or what you don't know. If you know that when you bought the animal that she already gave birth, then clearly the Kohen gets nothing. Lo bikra, if right there you know for sure she hadn't given birth yet, then harezo la Kohen. Then any offspring would go to the Kohen for sure. And safek, any kind of safek, yachel b'mumo l'baalim. The baalim can eat it, right? In other words, it's classic din of safek. They can eat it only once it gets a mum. Okay, so we're going to have to figure out what all the disagreements are all about. So starting with Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Yoshua. B'may kamiflegei Rabbi Yishmael v'Rabbi Yoshua. Lema b'tinuf poter kamiflegei. Maybe their whole argument is, does a miscarriage exempt you from b'chor or not? And the point of Rabbi Yishmael in saying any time within the first year is because he doesn't care if it miscarried. Right? What did Rabbi Yeshua say, and also Rabbi Akiva seemed to hold this, as soon as it miscarries, right, it could theoretically get pregnant again and have another offspring, which means that if it's within the first year, you have to worry that maybe there was a miscarriage. So maybe Rabbi Yishmael just says, we don't care if there was a miscarriage. Even if there was a miscarriage, the firstborn is a firstborn. The miscarriage doesn't preclude the next one from being a firstborn. That's the first easiest suggestion. Okay. However, they don't really like that suggestion because it doesn't seem likely that anyone would hold that. So let's read inside. So let's suggest. Right. That means this tinuf, miscarriage, poter, exempt from. Here, what they really mean also is it could be all. One second. Right. The question also becomes. Yeah, I'm not sure. One second. It might be that it's just if you. And it's, how do we know? What did they say? The siman for miscarriage is tinuf, something dirty, discharge coming out of the animal. So I think maybe I said it wrong. Maybe his issue is if you would see a tinuf, would that mean that it miscarried? Maybe that's the concern. I think okay. I'm not 100% sure, but I think it just means even if it miscarried, it doesn't exempt from Bechor, according to Rabbi Yishmael. Okay? So then, now the Gemara is going to reject this possibility. So again, so Rabbi Yeshua's lema, Rabbi Yishmael savar tinuf eino poter, right? It doesn't exempt, and that's why he doesn't care. Anytime it gives birth within the first year, it's obviously the firstborn. Rabbi Yeshua savar tinuf poter, there was, right? It could have miscarried, in which case, that would have exempted it from Bechor. So now they say, no. They both agree that if there's some discharge, which is an indicator of a miscarriage, then for sure the next one is not a bechor. But what's the concern here? Right, detin of poter. Everybody agrees detin of poter. V'hacha, here's suggestion number two. B'choshishin letin of kamifilgei. Do you have to be worried that maybe the animal miscarried, right? How often do animals miscarry? That's a good question, actually. But
who would even notice if you're not following the animal?
Right. Also, would you be following? But
if you know your animals, you know which ones are miscarrying.
But again, this is a case where he bought it. He doesn't know what happened before. So, ida chazina detinuv kule amalo pligi detinuv poter. Acha b'choshishin detinuv kamifligi. Rabbi Yishmael savar en choshishin detinuv. You buy an animal, you don't have to be concerned that it miscarried. Therefore, you know, it gives birth within the first year, you can assume it was the firstborn. Rabbi Yoshua Savar, Choshishin Latinuf. Okay, and he holds, we're Choshish. Now, Tinuf, you have to assume, is a minority of animals miscarry. So, or minority of births are miscarriages. So, now they're going to question, according to Rabbi Yoshua, if you're Choshishin Latinuf, then what does it mean? Go back to what we said earlier. Rabbi Yoshua is Choshish Lemiuta, like we saw yesterday. Below chayish, and so now they say, so now they're going to question, the opposite. Rabbi Yishmael, according to this, is not choshesh lemiyuta. Now, what do we remember from yesterday? We said that Rabbi Yishmael, in order to explain the Mishnah, we had to say that one the main explanation was to say that he holds like Rabbi Meir, who's choshesh lemiyuta. So therefore, yesterday we said, right, in the previous that he holds like Rabbi Meir, the choshesh lemiyuta. And here we're going to say, he's not choshesh lemiyuta. So they're going to say, Bahama Rava, and Rabbi even said, Michuvar to Rabbi Yishmael, to Rabbi Meir, Svirale, right? That was the end of what we said yesterday. So, dechayish lemiuta, right? So, there are karabishon svirale dechayish lemiut, that he is concerned for a minority. So, now we can say, kichayish lechumra lekula lochayish. One explanation is to say, right? Now, what did we say earlier in the daf? Now, there's two parts of what Rabbi Yishmael said. Rabbi Yishmael said, if it's after the first year, it's safek. Why safek? There we had to explain, because he's choshesh, what did we say? Rov behemot yoldot, within the first year, mitabrot v'yoldot. And therefore, why should he say it's a sefek in the second year? If it's born in the second year, we can assume it already gave birth in the first year, based on rov. And there we said, no, he must be choshesh lemiut. And therefore, what? We're machmir to say it's sefek b'chor. Because, right, the suggestion, if you're not choshesh lemiut, you would say, let's follow the rov, and therefore it's not b'chor. There he follows Rabbi Meir, and it's choshesh lemiut lechumra. But by us, it's dafka the opposite. If we're choshesh lemiut, the miut are mitanfot, which would mean that this isn't a firstborn. So therefore, right, he says it's a vadai b'chor. Right? That's the chumra, is to say we're not choshesh lemiut, that miscarry. We're going to assume that within the first year, it must be the firstborn, and treat it like a vadai b'chor. So therefore, he's not going to say choshesh lemiut lekula, to drop it down to a suffix. So therefore, we can explain Rabbi Yishmael in that way. But that's only one possible answer. One could say, no, really, he's choshesh lemiut across the board. Okay, Iba, I'm just finding the place. The ibayit ema bein lekula bein lechumra chayish. He really is choshesh lemiuta. In which case, that's not the machloket between them. We now get back to the third option of what the machloket is between them. V'hacha b'mitanefet v'chozeret v'yoledet b'toch shnatach kamiflege. The question is, could it theoretically miscarry and then get pregnant again? The question is, can you get pregnant right after miscarrying? Okay, so here the machloket is, could you be mitanefet, chozeret, and then be yoledet b'toch shnata? To Rabbi Yishmael savar, mitanefet eina chozeret v'yoledet b'toch shnata. V'ha mida olid v'vadai lo tanif. We have to assume, now let's just make an assumption that probably it can't really get pregnant until about, you know, within a few months, right? And then once it gets pregnant, it then can't get, right? Then once it miscarries, then it can't get pregnant again right away. It needs, let's say, a period of 30 days. By the time the 30 days pass and then it gets pregnant again, we'll already be past the year. The assumption is around mid-year it can only get pregnant in the first place. So then 6 months, right? Then 30 days, then already you're at the end, right? It'll give birth at the end of the 12 months. So, which, you know, it'll, after the 12 months pass, basically, okay? Now, and then, this is going to explain why Rabbi Yehoshua specifically said, Eiz shetimfa bat shisha, because we're talking about a case where it miscarries at the end of the 6th month, okay? So we'll talk about it in a minute. We'll get into details. So how does it work? To Rabbi Yishmael, sabar mitanefet eina chozer v'yoled b'toch shnatan, therefore mida oli v'dai lo tanif. Rabbi Yehoshua savar mitanefet chozeret v'yoled b'toch shnata. Right? That's what Tanakama say. Okay, so he says in the name of his rabbis, you could be mitanefet v'chozeret b'toch shnata. Vani eini omer ken ela. I don't say that, but I do say, again, we're still not going to understand this. We're just reading the words of the Braita right now. Eish shetimfa bat shisha yoledet toch shnata, rechel shetimfa bat shnata yoledet b'toch shtat. Okay, so we have on the one hand Rabbi Yishmael, who says, once it miscarries in the first year, it's not going to have enough time to get pregnant and give birth within that first year. And therefore, even if we're worried about miscarriage, right? In other words, number one option was miscarriage is irrelevant. Number two option was we just don't worry about the possibility of miscarriage because it's a mi'ut. Third possibility is we worry about miscarriage, but we don't care because if it miscarries, there's no way it's going to give birth again within the first year. And Rabbi Yeshua is somehow going to say, yes, we can, but we're going to have to see what the difference between him and his rabbis are. So now we're going to deal with that aspect. My ika ben gemare lisafre. What's the difference between what he learned from his rabbis, that's gemare, the masoret, lisfare, to his own opinion. So the ika benayu is, the difference between them is, shetin fa basof shisha. The case where it would be is like a case that I said, let's say she, now this time, she miscarries at the end of the 6th month, which we're going to really view as beginning of month 7. Okay, like Aleph of the 7th month. Okay? So, Ika Benayu Dizaevi. The difference between them, again, this is going to be suggestion number 1. We're going to have 3 suggestions again. Damar Zaeri, Ein Tinuf Pachomish Loshim Yom. Zaeri says, one that miscarries can't get pregnant again within the first 30 days. Now, Rabbi Yishmael didn't give a time frame. He just said, if it miscarries at some point within the first year, it definitely can't get pregnant again. There's not enough time. He doesn't really get into details. When it miscarried, was it 6 months? Was it, how? But he just basically says no. But now they're going to say that Rabbi Yeshua and what his rabbis thought and what he thought differ on the point of Zaeri. Zaeri says, if it miscarries, it can't get pregnant for the next 30 days. Now, let's take that. Right? So, Ligamare itle de Zaeri. According to the rabbis, they hold like Zaeri. Lisvara lately de Zaeri. But he doesn't hold by Zaeri. How does it work? If it gives birth at the end of the 6th month, it's really the beginning of 7th month, and you hold, can't get pregnant for another month, can get pregnant when? First day of the 8th month. First day of the 8th month will give you now 5 full months. When's it going to give birth? The first day of the next year. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, B'Shem Rabbi Tav, that can't, right? We're not, that possibility, if it's Bat Shisha, if it miscarries at the end of the 6th month, then what will happen? If it's born within the first year, you can assume it's a Bechor, because it couldn't possibly, if it had miscarried, if there was a possibility that it miscarried at the end of the 6th month, well, it would have been born the following year. But Rabbi Yeshua himself doesn't hold like Zaeri and thinks it can miscarry at the end of the 6th month, become pregnant already in the 7th month at some point, meaning it could give birth within the first year. And that's why he says, Eiz shetinfa bat shisha yolede betoch shnata. That's his point. It could still, tinfa bat shisha, and give birth within the year. Okay, that's the first possibility. But then they say, Ibaidem, a second possibility, dekuleame ile de Zaeri. They all agree with Zaeri that you need 30 days. But what's the issue? Hacha biyolede lemakutain kamiflege. Ligamare lo amrinan yolede lemakutain. Lesfare amrinan yolede lemakutain. When we say 5 months gestation period, do we mean, right? We all know we've all given birth, right? We all know or know people have given birth. You don't necessarily, it's not exactly to the day. So in theory, when we say 5 months, maybe it means 4 months and a few days. It could be somewhere within the 5th month, in which case it could get pregnant at the beginning of the 8th month and still give birth within the year. Okay? That's what Rabbi Yehoshua is saying. Eshe tifa bat shisha could potentially yoled betoch shisha, betoch shnata, because yoled el mekutain. And Chachamim say, no, it couldn't because it needs chodashim shlemim. Okay? Vi'i ba'edema. Nobody thinks it's 4 and a bit. Everybody thinks it's 5 full months. But hacha b'miktzat hayom kikulo kamiflege. Meaning, if it gets pregnant on the first day of the 8th month, the last day of the 5 months ends up the last day of the year. In other words, it's like between that last day and the next day. So do you say miktzat hayom kikulo, and since the 5th month is over already at the beginning of day number 30 or 29 of the last month, then could it theoretically give birth a few minutes later because it's already considered like the day is finished, right? Mitzadayon kekulo means we've already finished the last day of the gestation period, meaning it could potentially give birth. This whole thing sounds so absurd. Right. Especially when we know we're talking about births which are not to the day, to the time, to the moment, to the...
The other thing that I have to raise is they're all relying on the words of the non-Jew that they bought this from. Really.
Right. Well, then there's a problem, right? The problem is, do you know, do you have to be concerned for the possibility of this, right? In other words, that's also the issue. Right. So, yeah, right. It's right. The whole thing is up in the air, and it's a matter of, like, what you did know from him, what you wouldn't know from him, all that. Okay. So, therefore, which means, therefore, it could potentially give, right, Yoledet B'toch Shnata, Ez Bat Shisha, right, Sheitim Pa Bat Shisha, could be Yoledet B'toch Shnata. And the Gemara, what you learn from his rabbi, is Lo Amrina Mitzadeyom Kekulo. And therefore, again, this is all based on also, he doesn't, right, the rabbis don't say anything that they disagree on this point. It's just that Rabbi Yoshua, from his specification, that he specifies this case of an Eshet Timfa Bat Shisha, Yoledet B'toch Shnata, we have to assume that the rabbis didn't agree with him on that point. Now we get to Rabbi Akiva. How does he disagree with things? Because I'm a Rabbi Akiva, ani lo bati lidei midazo, ela, kol sheyadua, right? If you know, then you know. If you don't know, you don't know, and it's something. So now, if you don't know, so let's say you're within the first year and you don't know, right? What would he say? Well, if you don't know, it's suffix. That's exactly the same as what Rabbi Yoshua says. Because Rabbi Yoshua says you have to be worried for the possibility of a miscarriage. Remember, Rabbi Yishmael said, it's Vadai Bechor within the first year. But both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yoshua, and Rabbi Yoshua in the name of his rabbis, would all agree that what? That within the first year, it's suffix. Okay? Except for, right, Rabbi Yeshua in the name of his rabbis would agree if they miscarried after six, right, the end of the 6 months, then already it wouldn't be suffix, it would be vad. But Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva both seem to say it would be suffix. So now, ma'icha ben Rabbi Akiva le Rabbi Yeshua. Amar Rabbi Chanina misura, chalav poter icha benai. Here's another fascinating thing. What if there's milk coming out of the animal? So now, but we don't know that it miscarried. Is milk, the fact that there's milk in the animal, is that a sign that there was a miscarriage or there was a birth that we don't know about? Okay, is that a sign or not? Rabbi Akiva Savar, Halav Poter. Why? Halachacha Rov Behemot, Virov Behemot, Ein Chofot, Elen Kein Yoldot. So Rabbi Akiva would hold, that's a case of Vadai, we know. Because it's an obvious indicator, right? Remember, his whole thing was, do we have an obvious indicator? If you have an obvious indicator, well, chalav would be another obvious indicator. Again, this is all reading into it. We don't really know what Rabbi Akiva holds about chalav poter, but we're assuming that if they're going to disagree, he would hold. We're going to follow the rov, and rov don't have milk produced in their bodies unless they give birth, and therefore one can assume there was a birth or a miscarriage. Rabbi Yoshua Sabar, ha'ika mi'uta dechovot, afal pi she'en yoldot. There is a mi'ut where they could have milk even though they never gave birth. And therefore, right, therefore we're going to say, we're going to treat it as a suffix. Okay? Second. And why, how did they get this from Rabbi Yoshua? Because what does Rabbi Yoshua say? Eish she'timfa bat shisha yoledet b'toch shnata, but timfa specifically, not Cholevet, okay? Because he specifically said Team Fan. He didn't say Cholevet. We can assume that that must be what he says. So now they're going to say, but wait a minute. How can we say that Rabbi Yoshua is Choshesh Lemiuta? Umi Chayesh Rabbi Yoshua Lemiut. Bahatnan Haita Lachamota Eina Choshesh. Okay, here we have a case where a woman, husband goes abroad, and she left, when she left, or she and her husband go abroad, the husband dies. When she, they don't have children. When she left the house, there were no other children. He didn't have any brothers. She didn't leave a mother-in-law pregnant. Or she didn't leave a mother-in-law. She didn't leave what?
A yabam. She didn't leave a yabam.
Right. There was no yabam when she left town. Okay? So, haitala chamota, if her mother-in-law was alive still, eina chosheshet. Okay? She doesn't have to worry that she can go get remarried in whatever town she's in right now and doesn't have to go check. In the meantime, did the mother-in-law, it's interesting to think about in terms of generational gap, right? Did the mother-in-law potentially have a baby?
Boy.
A baby boy, yafeh. Not only is it a boy, but she'd have had to have had a baby boy, okay? Not just a baby. But yatzah mele'ah, chosheshet. But if she was pregnant when she left, then she is chosheshet. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, ain't a chosheshet, but he's not concerned, right? He says, even if she was pregnant, we don't worry. Why? Vamrina, my time is Rabbi Yoshua. Kasavar, rov mubarot yoldot, umiut mapilot, right? We have majority of pregnant women do give birth. The minority miscarry. Right, even in those days, right? Even though miscarriages were very common in those days, still, it was within the minority. Bechol ha-yoldot, mechsa charim, umechsa nekevot. Right? But all births, exactly as you said, Ruth, are 50-50 boys, 50, right, girls. Some of mi'uta de mipilo, take the mi'ut of the ones who miscarry, connect that with the mechza de nekevot, the 50% of the nekevot, v'havalu hu scharim mi'uta, ulu mi'uta lo cheshina. And here we see he's not choshesh for the mi'ut. You don't have to worry about the mi'ut. And here we said he's choshesh for the mi'ut that are chovot ve, right? Sorry, he says here, mi'uta de chovot afa pishein yodot, and therefore you have to worry. You don't have to worry that maybe, right, we're not going to allow milk to be chalav eino, sorry. According to this, chalav, right, we're going to treat it as sepik and not as a vadai. Okay, so now what are we going to say? Ah, ela ipuch. I told you the last one they were going to conclude about, right, very easily without bringing three options, but really there's two options here, because then they say, oh, since this doesn't match what Rabbi Yeshua says elsewhere, we're going to flip the shitot and say that in fact it's chalav poter is what Rabbi Yeshua says. The chalav is poter, because we're not choshesh the mi'ut, and Rabbi Yeshua would say chalav eino poter. Okay, so we're flipping the shitot. Rabbi Akiva. I said the wrong name. Rabbi Akiva would say that chalav is eino poter. Okay? Tov. And that's how we resolve that issue. And Bahatanya, and in fact, we have a braita, chalav poter divrei Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva omer chalav eino poter, and that supports what we just said. Okay, now we're going to get into a different case, which is going to eventually connect. Okay, for here I put on the second side of the sheet a nice chart. G'diyah she'yaldah shalosh banot. We have a G'diyah who gives birth to three banot. B'kol banotel yaldu shalosh shalosh. Okay, they each give birth to three. Kulan nechnesot ladir lehitaser. How does maaser work? Maaser behema works that it's all the animals that were born within that year, starting from Aleph Elul. Aleph Elul is Rosh Hashanah Lemasrot, if you remember, from the first Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. Talks all about when do we start counting for various things. From Aleph Elul, we count all, right, anything that was born within that year. So here's a case where you could have 10 births, and that's one G'diyah, could have 10 offspring that all go in to be mitaser yachad within 1 year. Okay, this is a multiple birth type thing, right? She gives birth to triplets, and then, right, they each give birth to triplets. Within that could all happen potentially within a year, because what do we say, right? Within the first year, it could give birth in A's. So therefore, she could give birth to them at the beginning of the year, and then they could all give birth a few, right? They could get pregnant a number of months later, give birth within the year. They'd all be, okay. Now, notice how many there are here. There aren't 10 like we would have thought. There's 12, okay? Because she gives birth to three, and they each give birth to three. That's why I charted out. You can count. There's 12 offspring.
The whole first generation has to be female, and the whole second generation has to be male.
Why?
Because if you have a male offspring, you don't know. He's not going to give birth.
Even if they give birth, we don't care. In other words, it's just a matter of were they all born within the first year. It doesn't matter.
The first three have to all be female.
Right, the first three have to be female so they can give birth, but the next could be anything. And as Maser is male, female, it doesn't make a difference. So they'll all end up going in at once to Maser Behem. Amar Rabbi Shimon, ani ra'iti she'isra b'toch shnata. I saw a case where there was a G'diyah that they took the Maser within her year. What?
Never mind.
It's not Bechor, that's why. It's not Bechor. We're not talking about Bechor. We got off the topic. We'll connect it in a minute. Okay. So first they asked, Lama li limitne shalosh shalosh? Tolikcha minai utlat v'inach tarte tarte. Okay, second chart on the page. You could have had it where if you want 10 with all in 1 year, you could have had two, right? She still has three triplets, but then one gives birth to triplets and the other two give birth to two, and with that you get to 10. So they just say, oh, you're right, you could have done that. But I did kachada de lo saga below shalosh, since one of them minimum needs three, right? You have to have one of them giving birth to three. Tanakulu dilu shalosh shalosh. So therefore they just said, they gave an easier case instead of saying 1 3 and 2 2, fine, so there's extra, okay. But lamali limitne shalosh, klal. Lil du kulu tarte. You could have the each gives birth to two, third option on the sheet. Each gives birth to two, which would give you 9 altogether, right? Three, and then, right, and then another 6 births. And then, to hadr iu v'toli b'hadehen. She could, in theory, give birth another time that year, because it's not like our previous case, where it was just born and it needed time. She could, in theory, have given birth to a fourth, okay, later on in the year. So why doesn't it give us that possibility? So what do they answer? Maybe this connects with what we said earlier. Lema kasavar mitanefet eina chozeret v'yoledet b'toch shnata. Maybe you want to say that what? if you miscarry, you can't give birth within the next year. We said that before as a possibility. Maybe also if you give birth, you can't give birth again within that year. And im timtzilomar mitanefet choseret biyoledet b'toch shnatayim, even if you would say a miscarriage, you could still give birth, maybe you would distinguish between a miscarriage and a leida. Yoledet v'dayin achoseret biyoledet b'toch shnatayim. Maybe all the more so. Triplet birth, I don't know if they're distinguishing there, but in any case, they're just saying anyone who would give birth, maybe they can't. Now we want to understand the machloket. This is our theme today. Let's discuss the difference between two opinions that don't really seem to be contradicting. We started with Tana Kama, who said, you know, this situation could happen, the kulam nechnesot ledir leitaser. Then we have Rabbi Shimon, who says, I saw she'isra b'toch shnata. So they're going to darsh on the fact that he says, within her year. Within her year, they're going to mean to say, right, any time within the year, not necessarily the very end of the year. Okay, whereas we're going to say the Tana Kama means right only at the very, very, very end of the year. And this is going to connect similar to things we saw earlier in the daf. So the first possibility, again, we're going to have, in this case, four possibilities. Remember what Dezeri said? Which means that in this case, Tana Kama is going to hold like Ze'eri, which means that she can't theoretically get pregnant until 30 days later, which then would get her into, one second, if you say this, then you're going to, right, well, how do we get to 6 months in this case? Because, right, you'd have to assume, okay, they were born on the first day, this is how it works, they were born on the first day of Elul, let's say, okay, the triplet births, then they all miscarried. You'd have to say there was a case of a miscarriage. They all miscarried at the end of the 6 month, the case we were talking about previously. And then, could they theoretically, right, he says, I saw, ani ra'iti she'isra b'toch shnata, because what? He must, lately dezeiri, right? In other words, let's start with Rabbi Shimon, it's a little easier. Rabbi Shimon, lately dezeiri, which means he thinks they could have, in theory, they could have gotten pregnant within the 7th month already and given birth sometime before the end of the year. And now, here we're going to have to understand it a little differently, which is a little, to my sense, a little weakness in this Gemara. But that in this case, Tana Kama is going to hold that ain't you pachom yishloshim yom, but she could get pregnant. They could get pregnant. The second generation there could have gotten pregnant, and as they miscarried the 6 month, end of the 6 month, they got pregnant at the end of the 7th. Now, before we said the end of the 7th really means we're going to give 8th. Here we'd have to say the very end of the 7th, then could give birth the very last day of the year. Okay, and that's how this could happen. But Rabbi Shimon says, I saw it could happen even any time during the year, and you know, earlier in the year, not necessarily waiting till the very last day. V'ibai Dema, the second option, and this whole thing parallels the previous options. Kuleyama eat luhulu zeri. Everybody agrees with the zeri. V'hacha bi'oledet l'mekuta inka miflige. Their machloket is, could it give birth, right, after 4 months and a day, or 4 months and 3 days, in which case, again, right, tanakama sevar ena yoledet l'mekuta inka, therefore only at the very end of the year. The Rabbi Shimon yoledet, Rabbi Shimon would say, it could. Again, what's the whole weakness of this? Tanakama just says, kulam nechasod ledir l'itaser. He never said, on the very last day of the year. Again, this is just like we did with Rabbi Akiva before. Once Rabbi Akiva uses, or Yo Rabbi Yeshua, once they use a particular lashon, we can assume that the person before just, right, didn't agree with that lashon. He said specifically Rabbi Yeshua, ez bet bach, right, timfa bach shisha. Here Rabbi Shimon says, b'toch shnata. So we're darshaning. He means b'toch. The other one must have meant the end. We could probably guess where this is going now, right? So maybe, again, that's second possibility. So the Tana Kama, ene yoled elamakutayim, meaning only the last day of the year, the Rabbi Shimon yoled. V'ibai demo, you could say what? Kuleyama ene yoled elamakutayim. This is exactly what we said previously, right? No, everyone agrees, full 5 months. V'hacha b'miktzareyom kikulo kamitlegei. But do you hold miktzareyom kikulo, in which case, what do you end up with? The difference is, could it be the very last day of the year, or could it potentially be the day before the last day of the year? And that's their whole machloket. L'tana kama lo amrina miktzareyom kikulo, and therefore can only be born after the full 5 months, which will end you on the last day of the year. And the Rabbi Shimon amrina miktzareyom kikulo. Last option, and here we add something. Remember, the other case, there were always three possibilities. This one has a fourth. Everybody holds, really, it could have been born before. But what's the issue? What's that? Well, a maser is supposed to be brought as a korban. Now, you can't bring a korban until the offspring is 8 days old. Mm-hmm. Remember? So, at this point, those guys were born last day of the year, right? Or second to last day of the year. But either which way, they can't go lihitaser because they're mechusar zman. So the machloket is, well, do we say mechusar zman can or can't? So that's their machloket. So their machloket is, so again, how would it fall out? Mechusar zman doesn't go in ledir lihitaser, which is why Tanna Kamma says only, right? They can't actually, in other words, according to this, then you have a weakness because neither of them would say that. So how would you say it? You would say, if you say mechusar zman nichnas ladir litaser, that's Rabbi Shimon who holds it could happen within b'toch shnata, and Tanna Kamma would basically say it couldn't. But how could you say that? Because Tanna Kamma said nichnasim ladir litaser. So wait a minute, Tanna Kamma. Right. So how would you deal with Tanna Kamma? You'd have to say that even though potentially, even though they say kolam nechasot ledir litaser, I see. They would disagree. He agrees that they could, in theory, this could happen, but not in a case where timfa bat shisha. In other words, their difference between them is just about a unique case where timfa bat shisha. And then Tanna Kamma would say no, and Rabbi Shimon says no, it could actually happen. Okay. The assumption would have to be that when Rabbi Shimon says ani ra'iti shisra b'toch shnata, he's talking about a particular case that if Tanna Kamma says in general this could potentially happen. Comes Rabbi Shimon and says, well, if they were to miscarry, those three offspring were to miscarry, or even any one of them, really, because then you wouldn't have 10, they would miscarry at the end of the 6 months, I still think it could work. And Tanna Kamma would have to say, I don't think it could work. And in this case, the reason would be because they were just born, and if you're just born, you can't go ledir litaser. Now, where do we get that there's a machloket about this? It actually works, because the Hatanya, there's a brayta that says, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda omer mishum Rabbi Shimon. Okay, it's said in the name of Rabbi Shimon. Right, there's two different Rabbi Shimons, but the second one is the important one, because that's the same one as ours. Mechusar zman nichnas ledir litaser, v'harei hen kebechor. Just like bechor is relevant, right, as kadosh, from day number one. So you could bring them into the deer, meaning if they were born the very last day of the year or within the last 7 days of the year, they still are counted for the master year. So how do we know it's like b'chor? Ma b'chor kadosh lifnei zmano, right? Even though it can't be, it's, again, what happens with b'chor? You bring it for a sacrifice. Yet it's kadosh as soon as it's born, even though it's not relevant for sacrificing. So b'karev la'achar zmano, right? Even though it's kadosh lifnei zmano, but only sacrificed after the 8th day, or from the 8th day. Af mechusar zman. Same thing with maser. Kadosh lifnei zmano v'karev la'achar zmano. So now the Gemara suggests, v'adiyalef mi b'chor, neilef mi kochim. Why don't we learn from kochim? The kochim can't be sanctified before the 8th day. So, mistabra mi b'chor havalei lemela. Because there's more similarities to b'chor, right? This is going to be our game where we play how much similar is it, more similar to this, more similar to that. So maser is more similar to b'chor because goel, they could both be redeemed, right? Whereas kochim, kedushat aguf can't be redeemed. Mum, right? Mum, right? You can redeem these even, right? Mum, if you get a mum, then, right? There's special, right? If you get a mum in kodshim, that's the end of it. If you get a mum in these cases, yachel lebaalim, or to the kohen. Tmura, okay? They both, the din of these, you can't pass on the kedusha of maaser and bechor to tmura. The tmura of it doesn't have the same sanctity as it, whereas in kodshim it does. Achila, okay? Achila is, right. You can, even if they have a mum, right? When they get a mum, you're allowed to eat them without having to redeem them. Whereas kochim, you have to wait till it gets a mum, then you can redeem it, and only then you can eat it. Okay, so similar. So now the Gemara says, what do you mean? Adrabami, kochim avalei lemelef shaken, zachar, okay? Maser is, and kochim are zachar nekeva, and bechor is only the zachar. Kadosh is, right, kadosh means you have to make it sanctified, right? You have to do something. In the maaser, you have to put it, count them. In bechor, and kochim, obviously, you have to designate the animal, but in bechor, it's already sanctified on its own. Matnot, okay, they go to the kohen, right? The bechor goes to the kohen, but kochim, here we're talking about the assumption is shlamim, where you get to eat them yourself, and the maaser get eaten by the owner. So again, it's more similar. And Pashut, it's not a din for Bechorot, right? Bechor is a unique din of Bechor, so it's got its own things. So if you're going to play that game, we can see it's similar to that, it's similar to that, that doesn't work. We have a different reason. Ela Rabbi Shimon Ha'avara Ha'avara Gamir. Okay? He learns it from the word Lavor Tachar HaShevet, right? And Ha'avara Tapet HaRechem. There, the same words are used. That's why we learn Maser from Bechor, to tell us, again, the Mechusar Zman, Nichnas L'dir L'daser. That was also, we could prove that that's Rabbi Shimon Shita, that, right, in other words, we brought the Braita, that said that's Rabbi Shimon Shita, which then could explain, we can use that to explain, at least in our fourth option, as to what the potential possibilities are of how Rabbi Shimon disagrees with Tanakhama. Okay, that's it for today. We'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll pick up, and we'll do, hopefully, at least, you know, through the end of Kafet tomorrow, maybe even farther. Again, the main thing we had today was Braitot that didn't really explain very well what the difference between the Shitot were, and the rabbis trying to come up with, you know, how do we explain the differences between them, trying to pull at strings, I would say, to try to figure out what the differences are. And the second machloket, even though it was a totally different topic about Maser and going into the Dirli Taser, it connected in terms of the theoretical options of whether the Tinuf and all that, and the, you know, the miscarriage and how it affects things.